Okay, thanks for that, Simon. Not a million miles away from what I was thinking when I made the image. It was taken in Iceland, actually. Technical details, it was an ICM shot, so a camera movement. Obviously taken at night, underexposed. There was a storm going on. It was pretty much all done in camera. Some of the colours were changed after the fact, but there wasn't any further collaging afterwards. Now, it was taken... I went to Iceland with my husband for the first time, actually, about 6 or 7 years ago, convinced him to go in December because I found a statistic somewhere. My husband is a sun worshipper, doesn't like the cold, but I found a statistic somewhere that said Iceland is about the same temperature as London in December. So off we went, and we got in just as the worst storm in 25 years was closing in. And we were confined to Reykjavik for about 3 days because the snow was so deep. Finally got down to Vik when a hurricane came in, which obviously blew all the snow around. And once again, we were confined to barracks. And obviously, I haven't yet been able to live this down. But the title of the image, this is actually in the book. I've called it Trembling Night because I felt that it conveyed a sense of uncertainty, a sense of fear, but yet some sort of defiance. And again, this connects in many ways, I think, to what we've been going through, the emotions we've been going through with the pandemic, which, as I mentioned before, is what the book's about. So that's why I incorporated the image in one of the chapters. Perhaps another title might be Safe Haven, and that really goes against what Simon was saying, but I suppose I look at that little red square and I see that as a little sort of cocoon with all the elements outside, and I liken that to where we were staying, and it did feel very sort of cocooned. We sat there drinking hot chocolate and not doing very much as this crazy storm raged around us. We could barely go outside. I had my dear old mum with us and she was almost sort of blown off her feet. It was so bad. So there was very much a sense of us being enveloped in this sort of safety net, if you like. And I somewhat fancifully, I suppose, I saw that, I sort of could also see that little red square as being somewhere of safety. The elements on the top right and slightly further down, no idea what they are. It might have been lightning or something. Obviously, I could have cloned them out. I really don't know whether they represent anything or not, but they sort of helped to break up the negative space a little bit, so I left them in there.